Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Welcome to our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Man, here we are. Joining me today is the older...
Yes.
The older Patrick Shane Hamilton.
Hello.
Today, he is 50.
Right? Yes, 50. He is.
Yes, I am.
I want to sing happy birthday to you, but...
Please, go ahead. I don't mind humiliation.
There you go. No, it's really good. I mean, we're amazed at what, you know, surgery is able to do. It gives us hope.
Plastic, I tell you, they're good.
And protein.
Oh, lots of protein.
And fiber. Anyway.
And we'll talk more about that here in a little bit.
And also join us this morning, of course, is John Ramos.
Hello.
We just had a wonderful time. If you are tuning in to VFN Radio on Sundays, or VFN TV on Sundays at 10:30
a.m.
Central. Is it Central Time?
It is Central.
And 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Central Time, that you actually can join us as we gather at the VFN Dream Center. And the presence of the Lord was just so strong and just so loving. And it's just like, oh, God, awesome. You're so good. Yeah. And you may not be in the Gulf Coast region, but understand you don't have to be. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Brett and Sharon in Colorado, and they're talking about, you know, just the presence of the Lord, the confirming presence of God was just there with them as they were joining in, and all the, and it's just around the nation. And then neat how God just what God can do. And I remember when I was in Denmark, and what is the satellite? Is it Daystar? And they were watching the revival every day, just because it bounced off a mirror in that's amazing. And they were just being so encouraged, and that gave us an opportunity with the lighthouse, right?
Yes.
Good morning, Paul. My name is
Promise Keeper.
I'm Paul Dugard, and I'm Promise Keeper. You know, and that was real cool. He had a ministry, and maybe still does, I don't know, called Death for Men, which is It's for Men. And they don't have air conditioners over there.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's sad.
I know. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I spent a lot of time in prayer.
Do they have deodorant?
Huh?
Do they have deodorant?
His brain just thinks differently. I don't think like that. It doesn't cross my mind.
Well, that's very important.
He's so clean. You know, he's so clean.
I'm sorry for all the Danes that are listening to us. Please forgive us. Of course, that's where it was invented. It was invented, man. And Danishes. One Danish here. and so I would go off, and I would go just spend time with the Lord because I'm ministering.
Right.
And which is really a good thing to do, is go spend time with God when you're in a nation that you haven't been to before, and you're crying out for God to touch the nation.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. I probably need to spend some time with God.
That's a good idea.
And so he thought, you know, Paul thought I was sleeping. He thought, man, he saw he's going off and sleeping. And so I'm going to ministry to this auditorium, a huge auditorium, enclosed auditorium, full of men, no air conditioner.
Ooh.
No, Pat. It's fine. Hey. It was fragrant. Hey. You know.
I'm sure it was good.
We don't want to even bring up fragrance anyway. And so in the context of that, he thought I was kind of, he thought, well, he's definitely going to need some sleep. And so he came back there and he showed me a room, and he had a room lit up, and he had a mat on the floor and a pillow because.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Sleeping. Well, he's so kind. I mean, this guy, even though he's 6'5", you know, 2 1/4 or something, he's just so soft and was just so a beautiful man. And but he wanted to make sure, he said that before I ministered, he wanted to have a place that I could lay down on the mat.
They're crazy.
And of course, I was just going away, praying, spending time with God, like, dear Lord, you know, speak. And God did move. Mm. As a matter of fact, the weatherman in Denmark, we had a chance to meet in a coffee shop ministry in Copenhagen. Pray for Copenhagen. My goodness, man, we were throwing oil out everywhere, and if I would have known what happened to you, I wouldn't have done that, because I was going to be in Copenhagen ministering. Y'all did that, and
yeah.
And so, this huge brothels and all the stuff going on, and people in the windows, but they had this coffee shop set up to minister to people and reach them. And so I go into the coffee shop because I'm ministering different places, And I met the weatherman, and the weatherman, it's not like America where, you know, you have a lot of weathermen. It's Denmark. So one guy can talk to the whole country. Right. When people start comparing America to other countries, understand we're a big country. We're a big country. It's not just Texas that's big. Everything's big. Mm. And so I was ministering to the weatherman there in one of the offices there, and it was, he was so broken, and he had the voice of the whole nation of Denmark, and he wanted God so bad, and there was, you know, a lot of other things going on, but the power of God was just dropping in the office, and it was just so, it was powerful. Now, remember, you know, you couldn't read the papers because they wrote them in Danish, and when somebody was interpreting the papers to me, and we're praying at one of the places there, which is some lineage that I came in, it was amazing what God was doing, that, you know, when you're praying for folks, it's like, hey, I need a man or something. Right, I need a man.
Yeah. Or two.
It depends how long you're praying. And so the paper said, when he prayed for me, there was a minty fragrance. And think about it. I was so grateful that I took a man. I can imagine, like, there was a really, really Danish smell. No, but just want to give a shout out to all of Casper and Paul and all the ones out in Denmark, we love you. We're excited. Get ready for a move of God, because God's about to move in the world. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And we have four programs back to back. And the tsunami is what the Lord's laying on my heart. You know, tsunami. We talk about waves and tidal waves, and we're seeing all these. And we may even share a couple of things the Lord is even saying about that. But what he's saying to me, a tsunami is so important to understand, because remember what happened with a tsunami in the Indian Ocean?
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes up. A swell comes up. Mm-hmm. Not some big tidal. A swell comes up, really, and just pushes water, just pushes on the land, and it goes through everything. It doesn't matter. I mean, it just goes through everything. Good, bad, ugly, rich, poor, shacks, mansions, hotels, resorts. Mm. It just flattens. It just goes right through it.
Yeah.
But when God says that I'm going to come, my glory is going to be like a tsunami, that's exciting. But it's also a holy dread and understanding. I better get my life right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't play this stuff. I mean, you can't play with God. I mean, you can't put strange fire up for God.
You can, but you may suffer not make for it. Yeah. You're going to suffer.
Yeah.
If you're not
remember Nadabism and Abihuism and Miriamisms and Michael-ism, David's wife, and Ananias-isms and Sapphira-isms. And
there was a Phineas and another guy.
Phineas-isms. You know, yeah. That's right. And we're making up the ism part. But think about this, that, you know, everybody loves isms.
Yeah.
And so you can't just do anything, even though it seems right. And right now, I'm sure it's available for you right now in the VFN TV store. Available for you right now is... Seems right. Let's do it. Right? Isn't that available? That's coming up, isn't it?
It's coming.
Oh, okay. It'll be coming. And you got it, because so many people with this, because of a tsunami, when God's doing something so significant that all kinds of ripples and you know all kinds of things happen, and all of a sudden you start making building. This is what Peter said on the Mount of Transfiguration. Right? He goes, "Let's build something here."
Right.
And what did Jesus say?
Knock it off.
No. He said, anyway, I was just talking about it. And it's so big. This is not your father's Oldsmobile. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is a tsunami. And it's going to take a tsunami. It's going to take a great awakening. A great awakening for to turn America around. And we're so excited about is that, you know, in our story, you may have heard it if you're listening and watching us on television or listening to us on radio, and you can catch us on the VFN Torch and the stories. But God's just, every step of the way, he's speaking clearly and showing us things, and he's talking to us about provision and talking to us about this tidal wave, and it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. But the best of times, understand that's a very exciting thing for folks who say, you know, I want to see people know God. I want to see people fall in love with him.
Yeah.
I want to bring people into the presence of God where they're changed forever. And this week, by God's grace, we're going to be bringing you some some interviews and some different aspects of that. But one thing we want to talk about today when we get back from this break is redigging the wells. Mm. You know, redigging wells. And I heard, you know, God just speaks to me and lets me know things, but you can't dishonor the fathers. Mm. You know, you cannot dishonor what God has. That's God.
Right.
I mean, even to the point of where you have, you know, different denominations and all the different things of how they carried the word for a particular season and a time. But if they would not have carried the word that far when God began to deal with that next generation, you wouldn't have the word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the way back to the time when the Jews delivered the word to us. And so this is very important to honor. And I remember, and we'll be talking a little bit about, you know, redigging the wells, but what Rick Joyner had a honoring the Father's Conference.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, and look what God's doing now.
Mm.
And people want to criticize. I mean, the critic, it's amazing. Listen, if the critic has not been in it, is not willing to die for it.
No, that's right.
And is willing to lose their face to be able to seek God's face, then listen, you know, and you'll find out that it'll be a little bit more rounded in what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
But know that you got to honor what God has done while you're actually going fully after what he is doing, because it's all connected right mm-hmm. there. So we're going to talk about redigging the wells, and also hopefully we have a prophetic word. We have a prophetic word coming from Colorado, you know,
yes.
with a high place in America where Brett Holderbaum, God just laid on his heart, will be sharing that today as well. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Student rights and prayer. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a senior in high school, and they have a prayer group that meets at school, and the school is not letting them have this prayer meeting inside the building.
Well, that's absolutely incorrect. They should have the right to meet in the building before the beginning of the school day. They have the right to pray. But there is nothing in the Constitution or in our court's opinions that prohibit prayer before, after, or during the school day. Here you're before the school day. I'm sure they allow other groups to meet before. The students are allowed to come in. You're not requiring participation. It's student-led and student-initiated. It's met all the criteria that the Supreme Court has said are the requirements for allowance of unequal access. That's what this is. You hang on the line. We'll get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice and get you some help.
Learn more about student rights and the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books, they got the books memorized, you know, they got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell
mm-hmm.
and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV, the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about redigging the wells today. And just what God is saying. And you think about it, so you had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, Abraham dug wells, you know, and then Jacob. Remember, even Jacob's wells. Remember Jesus walking up to the to the lady who was drinking, the Samaritan lady was drinking at what?
Yeah.
The Jacob's well.
Oh, well.
And, but with that, you know, it's so significant because we're talking about, you know, what God is doing, his spirit. When you talk about water, you know, from your belly will flow living waters.
Rivers.
The well of God is within us. Then you say like 80% of our body is made up from water and all. And, but understand that redigging the wells, I think about what they're doing in Birmingham. They're talking about redigging the wells, you know, that's going on up there. And but what he says in Genesis when he's talking about redigging the wells, and this is one thing the Lord's been just really laying, you know, you're wondering what God's doing with you, right? You're wondering what he's doing and the fullness of it because you're like playing just a part in his whole story and you want to be faithful to whatever he's called you to do. And but redigging the wells is honoring what God has done while you're diving into what God is going to do. It's not shunning what God has done and degrading those that have carried the mantle. And it's actually appreciating what God has done. Understanding it's God. You know what I'm saying? It's God. And so with that, you know, we want to think, we want to honor what God has done and is doing and is going to do. And there's some awesome things. But first, just thinking about, I think about Rick Joyner. They had a conference in Morningstar Ministries about, you know, honoring fathers. And they went back in, you know, God's Generals that we're familiar with that Robert Slearden wrote about. And they talked about
John G. Lake.
Yeah, John G. Lake, Brannon. And they even had this one particular man that was ministering there. You probably know his name. I can't remember his name, but God took him back in a vision and showed him in Brannon's room when the angel came to Brannon and said, "Now it's time for you to go."
Was it Paul Keith Davis?
It could have been. No, it wasn't Paul Keith. It could have been, you know, I don't know if he was in his body or out of the body. But either way, I'm not quoting me, I'm quoting them. And so, hopefully we'll make a related link on this so you can find out, you know, hear it yourself. But in it, there came a moment in time where the Lord basically said, he may have even said, "You made a mess of things." I don't know what it was, but I'm going to pull you. It's time for you to come home. And he asked, "Oh no, you know, whatever." And then his wife had passed. And then, you know, there comes a time, you know, and you have to understand we're flawed vessels. You know, but everybody that's been used by God, even Elijah, you know, the Word of God says in James that he was a man just like you're a man. And so God uses folks like you and me and whoever. And so, which should put the fear of God in you and think, "I'm a man, I can mess this up," right?
Dear God,
you know, help me. Which should make us create humility in our life to say, the only way then that God can use me if I'll humble myself and just say, "Here I am, God, I can't, you know, that type of thing. And so, in one way to participate from my experience and from sharing, hearing others share their experience is understanding what God has already done. I mean, that's why you read the Bible. The Bible is something God has done and it builds our faith for what he is going to do. And so somebody says, "Well, I don't want to hear anything what God has done." The whole Bible is about what God has done and it has prophecy about what he's going to do. So to cut off, you know, anything that God has done and call it history, it's like, brother, the Bible about the history of God.
Hello.
And so you don't get so caught up in the now that you forget how the now got here.
Sure.
Because all of a sudden you'll end up and go adrift. And so just thinking about what the Lord has done and honoring that and redigging the wells. You think about Isaac, you know, Isaac had to go out where his father was and reopen the wells that have been dug, have been buried, redug the wells that his father Abraham had dug. But he had to the Philistines went and buried those wells. Mm. And when you hear Philistines, when you read about Philistines in the Old Testament, think about this. People that are moving out of their own mind, their own flesh, mm-hmm. you know, King James folks, the carnality of their reality. You know what I'm saying? They're moving out of what they seems right to them, but it's not God.
Right.
And or it's just going to be people all outright attacking the church. But seldom it's normally religion that normally attacks, you know, what's going on. But the Philistines, they went and buried the water, the access to the water. And it makes me think about the torch and the sword, the vision, the torch and the sword. You know, when Rick Joyner was, you know, speaking about the vision that God had taken. You've got to get the torch and the sword and read it, because you want to be this 12-year-old girl. You know, you want to be that brave young girl. And but in that, there was a lot of muddy water where there was good water there at one time, but the church, the sheep were basically, the people were drinking out of muddy wells that have been dirtied up. And what dirties up, and you think about the water, it's the teachings, it's the fresh flow of God's Spirit in your life. And so the water gets muddied up. It gets muddied up by false teachings. You know, the leaders get in sin and they start saying, well, you know, let's just focus, you know, let's forget. And next thing you know, it's like, is this mud? We can make mud pies with this mm-hmm. message. Anyway, so, but understand, those are still God's folks, and God's wanting to bring them into clear water. And so when you're talking about redigging the wells, you're talking about getting down to the fresh water. I remember when they were digging a well. I mean, you have lots of water on your property.
Not anymore.
But you get to go down so deep to get to the water that's drinkable. And so few people are willing to go that deep in God. Mm-hmm. You know, they just want to, like, you know, I hit water, let's drink it, and everybody dies. Like, you can't drink that water. That's trash water. That's a runnage. That's just stuff skimmed off the top. It's got to go through all those layers of how God's designed it to get down to the drinkable water. But some people just say it's kind of muddy, but I can get some sort of device going. I can, you know, it's good enough. It's wet. Sure. I'm thirsty. I need something. And it does bring, you know, liquid to your body.
It seems right.
But there's a pure water. That's a pure water that flows, you know, from the throne of God. Mm-hmm. And there is a river, as he talks mm-hmm. about, that flows from the throne of God that brings life. And so when we're talking about redigging the wells, we're talking about that river of freshness. And so when you talk about redigging the wells, we're not talking about going to the ground and digging. We're talking about going into our hearts and going into the body and say, you know, let's get into the word of God and let's get back into what God has said. But the Philistines went and plugged the wells. And so Abraham's son, you know, mm-hmm. Isaac, had to decide, you know, am I going to, you know, do a new thing? Am I going to just, like, you know, that was dad and that was, oh, look at the music that they played. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want something with my own name on it.
Right.
You know, I want my name up in lights. You know, if I dig that well, they're going to think that's him and it's not me. If it was God, they're going to know it's God and not you. That's a good thing.
Right.
That's a good thing. By the way, you don't want to put your name on it. Mm. This is what Peter, you know, I think it was Peter that said, was it Peter or John?
James and John.
Actually, his mama. Mama, please, mama.
Sit down. You're embarrassing me.
They're going like, can you have a new wells dug on the side of you where my two sons can sit on the side of you, Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
And, and of course, Jesus said, you don't even know what you're asking.
Mm.
You don't even know what you're asking. And really, none of us know what we're asking. The question is, if it requires your death for his life and people, are you willing to give it? Do you want him to do what he does so awesomely, so bad, that you're willing to lay down your life for it?
Hmm.
And because that will require you to lay down your life for it. And when it's said and done, since that was your already measured out price, then you're going like, cool, you know, that's what I wanted to do. That was fulfilled. That is a true man or woman of God's white picket fence. It's mm-hmm. like, that is, you know, you're in heaven. It's a gold picket fence in heaven. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so,
yes.
And so he had to go redig these wells, which means we need to be able to honor what God has done in our fathers. And I know that it's very specifically, and we're going to talk about this in the next program. You got to catch it, that in the Gulf Coast region, and I think about Pensacola, God called us. So the word of God established us and made room for us, we'll be talking about, in a region that we labored for years, and with the Malachi Mandate and all the things that had happened with the Brownsville revival and, you know, things that's going on. But he established us in what he's doing. We're going to talk about that. But with that, there's fathers involved in this. There's those that have labored. Don't think that whatever you began is not connected to what was. I mean, it's because it all goes back. Your sin goes back to the garden, and the move of God goes back to Abraham, okay? And so it's all connected. And if you want to get rid of, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You got to connect to the sin lineage. You got to connect to the God lineage. And so we're going to be going to this next program and talking about that because we want to honor fathers. And there's the two fathers that I know of in the city is Brother Ken Summerall, who labored for years and had this harsh desire, and he's with the Lord now. And I know one who led the Brownsville revival that shook the world.
That's right.
Is Brother John Kilpatrick, who is also a spiritual father to me. And I just want you want to learn from them that have walked before us and understand that, you know, what's the cost going to be? And are we willing to pay it? You know, are we willing to give God the glory? Are we willing to say, because we talked about the Lighthouse Prophecy and what God is saying about that region, which is like the womb, according to Yolanda, we'll talk to her more in the future, of the nation, that it requires 700 ministers to walk in unity with no strife and no division and no jealousy, no envy. And that was the big thing. Oh my goodness. But let's just believe God for that. Let's just believe that God's going to do something. Right. And prayer mountain, fire mountain will be established. Amen. So the whole nation, that tsunami will come. More in our next program.
Oh my goodness. Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just one quarter mile north from Kingsfield Road. Right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey & Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple. Aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
And we want to encourage you today. Listen, the Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy. Mm-hmm. And although he is sharing with us and letting us know that, listen, judgment is upon us, if we repent, if we cry out to him, if we seek him and humble our ways and acknowledge, Lord, we have sinned before you, things can turn. Mm-hmm. Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire, and that is our hope.
Right, and that's why it's so important to partner with us. Yeah. So we can continue to be that trumpet. That
absolutely. Absolutely. Partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com, and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page. And you'll be able to follow, has some hands around the torch. Mm-hmm. That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone and when we have our ears attentive to his very word.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com. Click podcast.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV, the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Join us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
The stylist himself.
The he older
kinda,
one.
He just kind of, you know what he does?
It's actually, you're the older one today.
No, that was yesterday. That was actually, that was not today. That was the other day.
Mm-hmm, but his is today.
What was the other day?
The other program. That was the other program.
That's right.
Jiminy. He's getting older. You notice how old
he's
is he?
He's a lot older.
He even gets, he told me to wear that shirt, and then after I wore it, he goes like, that was a terrible shirt.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking out for him.
He told me to spike my hair up. I ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? You spike it up.
No.
Speaking of hair.
You're right.
Yes.
Hey, did that not? As a matter of fact, you probably can see this. You got to see this right now.
You don't want to see this.
You probably can see it right now on your television. If not, go to the VFN Torch for those on radio. That's the thought you looked. I just thought you looked so sharp with that. You know what I'm saying? You had your hair. Remember the hair? He had the, what's the tennis player's name?
Arthur Ashe.
Yeah.
It's amazing what he remembers, huh?
Yeah. But it did. Remember, that's what your hair looked like when you had your hair grown out and stuff like that. And the dreads. It was just amazing how.
No dreads.
The light and bulb.
His waist used to be like that.
Like Blake's.
Yeah, Blake's. Blake's.
Give it a little while, Blake. Give it a little. He's married.
Why speak that over him?
It didn't have to be that way.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. No, it was that way for Pat sometime back. Something happened. I don't know what happened.
Oh, we know what happened.
What was it?
It was a surgery or something. We don't want to bring it up. We're just thankful. We believe that, you know, that's what the Lord said. If it offends you, cut it off. Whatever happened in the surgery, we're okay with it. Everybody thinks you're working out. We're just having fun. Of course he is. Of course he is. Matter of fact, I heard he's like that. This minor weight. I need bigger weights now. That thing. I done wore that thing out already. I'm beyond that.
What are you talking about?
The Bowflex. You're like beyond the Bowflex.
I'm not beyond it. I just wanted to bless somebody.
Okay, we're moving on.
Let's try to help a brother out.
Y'all probably couldn't see me because the look came across over there. Well, we're talking about redigging the wells, and we're going to continue the conversation. It's so important to think about it because we're honoring those that have labored that are still with us and those that have gone already to be with the Lord. You think about Steve Hill. We talked about his memorial, and we're hoping this week sometime we'll be able to play maybe a 7-minute memorial just to hear you know, what was happening. But redigging the wells, as we were talking about in an earlier program, you got to catch it, is – you know, going back to the original intent of God, getting in the Word of God. You know, what's the fresh Word of God? And it's not like taking your shovel and digging in the ground somewhere, but you can use that analogy. And you got to go deep enough in God to get pure water. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just stop at muddy water. Right. And some people just go, you know, that's just too much. I don't want to put that kind of energy, that kind of finance, that kind of. You know, it's going to take a lot of my life. Besides, I have the I and the me and the my stuff I'm working on. Mm-hmm. But understand there's a tsunami. There's a tsunami coming to America, I believe, of God's glory. Tidal waves. I mean, think about this. You know, when I saw the tsunami that they show in the news clip of the Indian Ocean, it is like a swell that comes up. And we're all just like micro dots on this earth. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And it swell and then it just kind of pushes its way on land. And it doesn't matter whether you are a preacher or a prostitute, a pimp or a store owner or, you know, living in a condo or a shack. It just pushed through all of it, which is, it was horrific, by the way, when you saw that take place. But now imagine the glory of God just coming like that,
right?
Where all of a sudden, you know, people just pull their cars over and begin to cry out to God, when schools break out in revival and cry out. And we've seen the children. We've seen the children. Oh, yeah. God has shown us visions of children standing up in crowds and preaching the gospel, and the power of God just and we've seen right now, right,
mowing people down.
Not only in a vision, mm-hmm. we're actually seeing children now hear from God and deliver such a power, because it's what they're hearing from God when they speak what God said. It's just powerful. It just penetrates the heart, and it makes you, oh yeah, that's God. Mm-hmm. And so redigging the wells, we're talking about that. And you, so redigging the wells of our fathers, because when you look at, in Genesis, when he's talking about Isaac redigging the wells of his father Abraham in Genesis 26:18-22, it's Abraham, the father of faith's wells that were dug. And remember, Abraham was on a faith journey, walking and get thee up and go, and I'll show you. So in that, he had to go back where his father was. It's like you got to connect to what God has done, so you can, that will bring into what God's gonna do.
Right.
You can't just shun what God has done.
Right.
And think, is that strange fire? You know, what are you doing? And it's
dishonoring.
Well, it's dishonoring to God in the context of that. But it's, and think about this. This is what God said. He says, if I'm your father, where's my honor?
That's right.
And look at America. America is, it's the fatherlessness in America in the natural sense, the absence of the father in the natural sense, but also the absence in the, and the dishonoring of the spiritual fathers in the Lord. And it's like, you know, when honor gets right, when we, you know, I can, if you tell me who you honor, I can tell you your destiny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and somebody who's a single-mindedness and not honoring folks, they're honoring themselves. It's like, well, you're just bearing witness of yourself. Mm-hmm. And even Jesus didn't even do that. Mm-hmm. Jesus allowed his father to affirm and said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. I mean, if the Son of God didn't do that, who is affirming you? Who is saying that this is right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who's saying that this is my son in whom I'm well pleased and whom I love? And you know you want it, but you're going to have to be the son. You know, you can't, the father's not going to hunt you up. The son is that one that actually looks for the father. And we're not talking about anything freaky here. We're just talking about what God joins together for the purpose of his will. It's called family. And when the church family gets right, you know, Jesus said, when they knocked on the door, they said, your family's outside, you know, your mother and your brother. And most people go, yep, that's your family, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, who is my family? And that's the question you got to begin to ask. Appreciate and honor those who are in close proximity and even biologically related to you, and thank God for them being saved. If they are, that means they're in part of your family, the family of God. Mm-hmm. But understand, the family, there's a family. Father God, elder brother Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And we are children of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're sons of God. Think about that. That's huge. We're in the family. And so when family seems strange to you and organization seems right to you, it's because the enemy has damaged your understanding of family. And you got to begin to rediscover, and you got to redig the well. When you talk about the seven mountains of the culture, well, one of those mountains is the family mountain. Mm-hmm. If we just get the family mountain right, forget about the government mountain, the media mountain. Let's get the family mountain right, because you could have the government going right, but your family blows up and everything's, the church family blows up. Your natural family can blow up if they're not, aren't following God. I'm talking about the family of God, the people who love God, who are not operating as family, don't have the family mountain conquered in their own heart, and don't understand how to relate and how to honor. Then who cares about the other mountains right now? Because you're going to be defeated before you even get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, right? And so redigging these wells, we're talking about honoring those that have gone before us, and it can go all the way back. And it's amazing how things are connected. When you see folks today, for example, well, I'm not going to name some certain names because there's so much dishonor out there. If you name some names, people immediately, judgments and criticisms come up. But I can speak specifically about, you know, Ken Summerall, Brother Ken Summerall, spiritual father to me that labored for years over the region where God called and established the VFN Dream Center and Apostolic Center to be able to do what he's going to do in the nation and the region. And his heart's desire was always for, you know, to see the kingdom expand and to see the family grow and the family of God grow. And he was always frustrated because of that people would build their kingdoms. They would build their kingdoms, and they wouldn't launch out. They wouldn't, you know, there was just in his vision over when he first had the encounter with the well, you know, he got filled with the river of God, right, and the pure water was flowing through him. It just washed him out of right where he was into his destiny. And then eventually a school was birthed to be able to do what his heart was, which was to train and launch, which was Liberty College, Liberty Bible College back then. And so his passion was to just, you know, you got God, get rightly related, get connected, you know, get discipled, get trained up, and go tell somebody about this Jesus who loves them and has a plan for their life. But as things begin to plant and you know, churches begin to get established, all of a sudden it became centrifugal, I guess it's called, right? Or whatever that word was.
Yeah.
And it's self-focused, and it's like, you know, we got to get new carpet. If we get new carpet here and, you know, the PowerPoint, I'm for PowerPoints, they're very helpful. And, you know, whatever. And you're just, it's like, how many more times are we going to change the chairs here before we actually pull chairs out and say, you got to have to go out.
Right.
But that doesn't work unless you're rightly related. I mean, that's what happens. And so redigging that wells, I know that he labored, and I remember we were sitting around a unified table. Remember the Malachi mandate with the father and son, the Malachi.
Yes.
And we're sitting around a table, maybe 70 leaders. We had governmental leaders there. We had church leaders there. We had military leaders there. We had law enforcement. Yeah. We had business folks. And this is what Brother Ken said, who had labored for all these years. He says, I've never seen such unity. I've never seen such unity. And we were so busy working, I had to just listen to him because we're working so hard.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, because we'd never right. seen. But understand, though, because he labored so hard and Brother John Kilpatrick labored so hard that the current flowed like a double portion, I guess you would say, almost like you know what I'm saying? I wasn't. And so all of a sudden, something that he had never seen before was taking place in front of him, but it's because of being rightly related. But it's also because of honoring him. I mean, he was a very cool man. He was a very great father in the Lord. And so he's looking at what he'd never seen before coming out of the next generation of what's going on. But at the same time, we had spiritual vandals that came in.
Right.
And people who didn't understand how to honor what God was doing and didn't understand, this is all us. This is, there's only one church. You know what I'm saying? Really, this is one church, and it's the church of Ephesus, the church of Galatia. And it's like, this is a good thing. Let's, and all of a sudden, because of that self-focus, all of a sudden, it literally just vandalizes that, right? And it's like, what's going on? In the name of doing it, vandalizing it. And that is dishonor. That is to dishonor what Brother Ken had labored for years and what birthed out of the Malachi mandate. Because remember, it first birthed in his heart. He was at a conference, a businessman's conference in Alabama. And he was going to go minister to ministers at a business, like Full Gospel, businessman's meeting. And he was in his hotel and he was praying about, you know, what do I need to do? And then all of a sudden God broke his heart. He broke his heart and began to speak to him. We come back from this break. I'm going to tell you what the Lord said to him.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
God is doing some amazing, amazing things. If you missed our earlier program, you need to get a perspective of a crying out for justice with Pastor Sai. Remember, we're four programs back to back. If you missed any, you can catch them at VFNTV.com, download our app or whatever. We want to keep in a continual conversation with you with that. Because we got to have a perspective. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. The reason why is because God's going to hold you accountable. God is going to hold each of us accountable. We stand alone before God. And that's how you can just be confident that you're just doing what you can with what God has entrusted to you, and you're being faithful. And one thing that we want to do, and the Lord's really spoken to us about this, that, you know, stay in relationship with us. We'll stay in relationship with you as long as the Lord will allow us, and say, you know what, let's continue this broadcast around the nation and around the world. But he's shown us some very hopeful things. And if we will trust him in this, and if we will believe him and begin to speak these things out while getting our heart, it's not like a default setting, like we can stay in rebellion and stay in sin and continue to, you know, all these wrong things, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. But if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn and pray to God, he says, listen, he'll hear and he'll change things. And I believe he's going to change things regionally. He's going to change things state by state. So you can be in a state that's lost their state of mind, the original intent, or you can be in a city that's lost their state of mind, and you can say, you know what, this particular city is like the city that Lot was in, so I'm going to find me another city under a man or woman of God who loves God, who hears from God, and I'm going to plant myself right there, and that's where me and my family are going to sow, we're going to be faithful to God. We're going to pray God for that, pray that God would cover us in the context of that and speak to us, and we're going to obey God in that. And maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFM Dream Center is for you. Truly, loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. Our hope, and we are hearing the Lord, as many are, and our goal is just to communicate that to you so you could be all that God has called you to be. And find out more at VFNDreamCenter.com, VFNDreamCenter.com. For more details on that. You can join us virtually or join us on the Gulf Coast. We're located in the Pensacola area, but also reaching around the nation and the world with it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting what God is doing. We call it the dream because it's what God said, and we're just doing what he said, and it's amazing how that's taken. That's why we're here. That's why we're here talking to you right now. God said it. We're just doing it.
That's right.
Just doing what God said.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV and Data Radio Program. Your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about redigging the wells. And right before the break, we're talking about, you know, what did God speak to him before he went to go speak to that Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting? Because he was going to minister there. God broke his heart, and he broke his heart for these ministers. He just all of a sudden had this heart, the Father's heart for these ministers. And the Lord spoke specifically, and we'll have it for you eventually, but the exact words I'm not going to be able to quote to you. But what he broke his heart for them and said that they're fatherless. They're lonely. They have no one. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, you know, you gave your life to God, you wanted to do something for God, and you went for it. And that's cool. But you're realizing you're alone. And I'm at the very beginning of time, God says it's not good for man to be alone. Mm. And maybe you went off and got married thinking that was going to resolve things. And now, you know, because you look to that to fix the ministry, and maybe the enemy's even using your marriage to be able to come against the very thing that you're doing versus, you know, what brings health into this? And it's being rightly related. And he says in Malachi, the word of God says that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, right now the coming of the Lord seems almost like nigh, near, close. And for a friend of mine, he's already gone to be with the Lord. He just passed away. I mean, you just don't know when your day is going to be. But he says, before that day comes, he said, I will send Elijah. And he's talking about, you know, the spirit of Elijah, the, you know, Jesus, what Jesus is doing, spirit of Jesus, and prophecy. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, or else he'll smite the earth with a curse. And so think about this. It's not just natural fathers, because if Jesus said, who's my father? Who's my family? And it wasn't biological, some people kind of just immediately look at everything in the natural sense. God's a spirit, and those that worship him in spirit and truth. Let me tell you, what you don't see is more real than what you do see. Mm. And understand that he's a spirit, and he's speaking spiritually here in the context of that. So you can understand, not only the natural fathers may or may not turn, because he said, or else I'll smite the earth with the curse, but begin to say, dear God, if I'm called to be a father in the Lord, if I'm called to be a mother in the Lord, if I'm called to be, if there's somebody I'm supposed to connect to and relate to, and there's nothing, I mean, God speaks to you, yeah, and speaks, it's nothing like, though, to have that affirming voice that where it's not just you. He says, let things be established with two witnesses. Mm-hmm. And so when you're hearing from God, but if God has called you, and that's how you know, God's called you to relate to someone, he will speak to them too. Mm-hmm. And then your spirit will bear witness with their spirit, and God's witness will will bear witness. It's like, okay, this is a confident direction. This is where I'm going to go with this. Mm-hmm. And it's time no longer to be fatherless. I mean, how are you going to, think about this. How are you going to continue to minister to those in your fellowship who are ending up more and more fatherless every single day? Men are becoming more and more absent. You're fatherless. You're refusing to get rightly related. And they just become more and more like you every day. And all of a sudden, you just have this huge orphanage going on. And you're feeding folks, but you can't do everything because you aren't being in that family that you need to be, because we're all called to be able to do that. And so it's important. Just, you know, begin to pray. See, dear Lord, you know, I'd like, maybe you're called to be a father. If you don't have one, I like what Mike Bickle said. If you've been looking for 20 years to find one, be one, you know, and in the context of, you know, following God and doing what God is saying, but just love someone. And this is what a father wants, a true father wants, a father and Lord, and a natural, healthy father wants. They're not in competition with you. Your success is their success. That's they right. want you to succeed greater. So they can go, you know, that's my boy, that's my girl. Mm-hmm. And an orphan, or, you know, somebody who's fatherless, who struggles with their identity, and they're thinking what they do is who they are, and God loves me more because I'm doing more now. They're intimidated by your success, and it's difficult. They cannot celebrate your success. And the very one that you love wouldn't be in competition with you. And that's not family. That's dysfunctional family. And so that's what that is. And so you'll have somebody who's wants to impart into you and bears witness what's inside of you. And like Paul did Timothy, Paul said, you know, fan into flame that which is inside of you. And you can know that if you truly are rightly related, then you can have confidence, because this is a big thing going on with enemies. You're going to constantly fight for your confidence. I mean, you'll look back over times and go, it's amazing that I even made it at the time, because I had to dig through everything. Where's my confidence? You see my confidence. But when you're rightly related, you're rightly related, you can have confidence. I mean, it's just nothing like family. Mm. And even Jesus had family when he's walking. That's I was right. faithful with those you entrusted to me. And so I just want to encourage you, just begin to pray now. Be a part of the end time move of God by getting rightly related to those which God has called you to be related to. You got the church thing down. You got the religious thing down. You can teach. I mean, you'll teach if no one's even listening, you know, but in regards to about family, and family's your reward. Family's your reward. And if you're intimidated about redigging the wells of our fathers and being connected to what our fathers have done and are doing, then that means, you know, that's not healthy. That's a muddy stream. And it can be a flash in the pan. Hmm. You know, something can happen because the kingdom of God is within us. Mm-hmm. You have to understand this. The kingdom of God is within the believer. So you could actually do something that actually stirs me. And because God's inside of me and it stirs my faith, you know, things can happen. I can get healed. As a matter of fact, Jesus said many people are going to come to him in the last days and say, you know, a lot of people, the kingdom was moving a lot of folks. Sure. But for you, I never knew you. Mm-hmm. So you cannot determine where you are in God based off of someone else has an experience or Absolutely. How well your gift is moving. You determine where you are in God is whether how do you love folks. I mean, think about Bob Jones. Of all the things that God could have said to Bob Jones when he stood before the throne room of God, you know, in the 70s, he said, did you learn to love? And if you got a whole bunch of fear and paranoia and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's because you're alone. You're not meant to be alone. You know, you're meant to be. God says it's not good for you to be alone. You need to be rightly related. You got to love folks. I mean, authentically love folks. And when you get close to people, you know, you find out, you know, stuff in your life. You find out flaws in your life. And those are the things you allow that the rubbing of the stones, as Mark Canby would say, you know, it's the smoothing of those stones. Mm-hmm. And so if you're intimidated and you just would just shut down in regards to redigging the wells, you know, and you're settling for muddy water and emotional, you know, unctions, and measuring yourself by someone else's experience and God by your ability to stir the kingdom in them, then, you know, I just want to encourage you, find family, get connected. This is, you know, you're going to be really shocked too. We are actually all going to be together forever. You know,
it's like, catch a clue.
You're going to get to heaven. You're like, how did you get here? It's like, we're family, man.
That's right.
We're family.
La
you know?
Familia.
Yeah. Come on. Let's have a cup. Let's talk. You know,
that's right.
You know, you avoided me when I, you know, but here we are. We got 1,000 years. Let's spend 1,000 years together.
Hey.
You know, that's something. That's going to be something, ain't it? And so redigging the wells, and we're talking about redigging the wells. And I say that because, you know, when Brother Ken's heart was broken, like I said, at that fellowship gathering of ministers, and the Lord told him they're fatherless and they're alone, that was the beginning of what he stepped out of organization and got into organism, which is family. Family's not an organization. It's an organism. It's living. It functions in some context, but it's family. It doesn't have like father over the bedroom door, but everybody in the household knows that's the father. You know, like, you know. And for example, but then you think about what he saw sitting around in the next generation, because he broke that well in his generation. In the next generation, when he sat around that table with 70 leaders, you know, government, military, law enforcement, ministers, corporations, small business, big business, all that, 70 leaders. I have never seen such unity in all my life, he said. He saw that because of being rightly related. Understand this.
Yeah.
If you want to see something bigger than has ever happened before, connect to what God has already done. Get rightly related. Borrow from the wisdom of those that have gone before us. Let them mentor us in the direction that we're going, so that we're not a flash in the pan. And God loves it. As a matter of fact, this is what he says. He says, when you dwell together in that kind of unity, in that kind of family unity, he said that it's good and it's pleasing, and it's the place of the commanded blessing. More on Redigging the Wells in our next program. Make sure you catch us.
Blue Angel, hot tubs, pools, and spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola, not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information. Phone numbers, web addresses, emails, call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Don't forget, we have four programs back-to-back, and 24/7. We're on 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be able to encourage you, keeping the conversation light. And understand what that means is Jesus commanded us. He commanded us to be the light of the world. So we can look at what's happening, educate ourselves, and then we can look at God's word and shine the light of God's word on what's happening, our education, and go, you know what? We can be inspired by God's word. You know, by illuminating what's happening with God's word. And then it can inspire us to know, you know, wow, you know, there's an answer for this. But most of all, after all of that, all we have at this point is a pep rally unless it activates you. And our desire is to activate you in your marriage and your family and your workplace and your ministry and your church gathering, wherever. It's just activate you to be what everything God's called you to be. And that's our goal. That's mm-hmm. our goal mm-hmm. on VFN Radio and VFN TV and the Christian Television Network.